The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, home of the Twins, we are keeping an eye on the trade news. Dan's been monitoring some of the reports that have been coming in. You know the Twins are sort of sellers because they pooped the bed over the last couple of series. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. Good to have you with us here. We've got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. But as we learn more about what's going on with the Twins and which players may be traded, the Twins hoping to play tonight, depending on the weather, right here at home. But Dan, Laura had a little bit of the information, some of the early reports that the sheriff was traded away.
He's riding out of town. Chris Paddock. Headed to the Detroit Tigers.
And you knew he was going to be a free agent.
Yep.
And that's sort of what they're unloading, right? These players who you know are you're going to get no value for because they'll go into the free agent market. So you're trying to get something.
So they're getting back a catcher slash first baseman from the Tigers who's 19 years old, has only played in rookie ball. That's the Florida Coast League. That's the Florida Coast League Twins.
Okay.
Playing the same spot that the Mighty Muscles play in, playing the same spot that the Twins do spring training in. He's the number 17 prospect in the Tigers farm system, according to Baseball America, number 12, according to the Athletics ranking system. So not even a top 10 prospect, maybe not even a top 15 prospect in the Tigers system.
Top 20? Come on, Cook.
You know.
You're getting the scraps.
Young kid.
You're taking a chance.
Yeah, they see maybe some potential there, and you know we'll see. You're talking about a kid who's...
Or maybe they don't care. This is just all they could get.
Well, and the other part of it, of course, is they don't have to pay Chris Paddock the salary the rest of the year.
Right.
There's money savings there, too. So this is a kid you won't see in the major leagues for at least 3 years.
All right. Dobnak, too, you said?
Yeah, Dobnak, according to Ken Rosenthal, was a throw-in on the deal as well. So bye-bye to Randy.
All right. So there you go. Well, there will be more moves, perhaps.
The deadline isn't until Thursday. So, yeah, there's plenty more time for moves and plenty of other Twins players that are potentially free agents. So,
but that's most of what we expect. We talked to Dan Hayes on the show on Friday. And, you know, if you're expecting, like, a Correa move or a Buxton move or even a Joe Ryan move, you're going to need more than the number 17 prospect
in a team's farm system. Obviously, Correa and Buxton both have no trade clauses, so that's very unlikely you would see anybody like them get dealt. Right. The guys like Joe Ryan and Yoan Duran and Griffin Jacks that are under control for a couple more years, you're probably going to have to get godfather offers. You're probably going to have to get something serious before you see those guys move.
Yeah.
But anybody who's a free agent, and that includes Willie Castro, by the way, who's a very popular player.
Yep.
Those guys are all waiting to see if they're getting called into the manager's office here. So.
Yep. The Twins sort of made this easy by losing every series since the All-Star break.
Yeah, including, you know, against the worst team in baseball and against the Nationals who were, you know, struggling. So
the worst. Yeah.
You had a schedule that set up for you to have some success as a team to show management, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't be selling parts off. And the players utterly failed to show up, so.
We're planning on doing our show from Target Field tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what the weather is for tonight's game.
Sure.
But there'll be a lot to talk about for sure.
Dan Hayes from The Athletic will join us tomorrow too for sure. And we'll definitely be talking a lot about this deal and whatever other deals may be in the works.
Sounds good. All right. And we'll update you throughout the show as things develop. I wanted to start talking about what is your empty nester thing? Maybe it's your retirement thing. A lot of times those topics go hand in hand because I think I've landed on mine after this weekend. So many of us, when you've got the kids around, all you're doing is driving from one thing to the next, right? And it's great. I'm not complaining about it. It's great. Being able to watch your kids do what make them happy is one of the greatest things about being a parent. Watching Sam play soccer, amazing. I've loved it. I've spent a lot of time on the sidelines of soccer fields, and I've loved it. Watching Seth be able to compete in speech and in debate was amazing for me. But all of this stuff sucks up a lot of your time. And this weekend, Alyssa and I were pretty much not home most of the weekend. It started on Thursday when I was up at Grandview Lodge. Saturday, we were at an outdoor concert at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. We went down to see Soul Asylum, which had the dual function of giving us like a little bit of sample of what I want to do when the kids are gone, which is go see more live music. That is something I haven't been able to do much of. And I'm all in. The dual function was it also absolutely took me back to high school, right? Like that, you think Runaway Train, which was a huge hit, and I didn't grow up here. So imagine, I can only imagine that the Soul Asylum, Dave Perner fandom was like through the roof being here. But for me, it was such a nostalgic moment, and they still rock, like unbelievable. And then Sunday, we went to a patio where there was a band playing on the patio. And I'm like, this is, oh, when I was at Grandview, that was just, there was live music up there as well. What did you do to scratch that itch, to take up your time? Because I am 2.5 weeks away from a pretty major change in my life. And I know a lot of you guys have gone through it. All of the research says that to succeed in those empty nester years, to succeed in retirement, you need a thing. You can't just stop working. And when the kids leave, you can't just, well, I guess you could. Your thing could be sitting on a couch watching TV all the time. I know a lot of people sort of in that age range end up struggling to reconnect with their partner. We all know those people who, when the kids leave, the marriage falls apart because the whole marriage was predicated on this idea of like, everything's all about the kids. So my question to you is, what is your empty nester thing? Maybe you've gone through it. Maybe you've done it. Maybe you know what it is. Or if you're somebody who still has kids, do you have something that you wish you could do that you're maybe looking forward to? 651-461-9226. Alyssa and I have made a list. So we got a list, Dan, of cities we'd like to visit, and then a separate list of live music venue kind of bucket list.
Okay.
So like the top of the bucket list for me, Red Rocks. To go see a show at Red Rocks in Colorado. Just the Now, some of this is like, I love that John Tesh, Round Ball Rock, live performance from the Red.
Okay.
But the view of like the Rocky Mountains, those beautiful red rocks, everything sort of there, to me seems so magical. So that's on my bucket list, is something I want to do when the kids are gone. Gotcha. I think we're all just, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to another couple about this yesterday, and they said that live music was their deal as well, and they've sort of made the list of things they'd like to do. It's sort of overwhelming, though, right? You're like, okay, I could, like, how do I redefine myself? Am I going to be the gardening guy? Am I going to be the classic car tinkering guy? Like, what are you going to be? Phil is in Woodbury on the CCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Hey, Phil.
Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome. Back to back. You're back. You're back, buddy.
I'm back. Hey, we went to Rib Fest, and I'm back.
Oh, how was Rib Fest? That was down at Mystic Lake, right?
It was. It was a real rib. No, let me tell you, my talking about retirement and not doing nothing when you retire, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a buddy up north. I'm enabling him to be more lazy because I do so much for him. Mm. And then when I'm gone and I don't show up at his house, I'm like, I tell him, I go, you might have to do something for yourself. And he just doesn't get it.
He's got you to do it now. So why, I guess, huh?
You know what I tell people? He's more lazier than a dead man. Come on, guy.
It happens.
I know.
Really good. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Tons of text coming in. Let's break. You guys have so many great ideas. It's things that you could look forward to if you're, well, it's 3:20. Maybe you're picking up a kid right now at some sort of summer camp. Maybe you're driving your kid to some, I mean, what? It's already late July. It's probably, we're doing tryouts probably for spring's club sports and all of that nonsense. Empty nester. What's your empty nester thing? Oh, boy. You're going to want to see the last text that, you're going to want to hear the last text that came in too in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
So many good texts about your empty nester thing. Lots of people enjoying the live stream on Facebook, WCCO Radio, and on YouTube at the WCCO Radio channel, where you should certainly be giving us a subscribe. UGEL is looking forward to the number of people in the house, not outnumbering the number of bathrooms he has. Yeah, that makes sense. Judy goes to Hawaii for a month during winter months. Cook, where do you want me to go? I am going to give you a little break from me in the winter. I can guarantee you that right now.
Let me tell you where I want you to go to Russia.
You can't put it on a tee like that for me. It's too easy.
Come on. Trying to serve up more of these little liner things. Yeah. The text that stopped me in my tracks from the 763, when we became empty nesters, we had naked night on Tuesdays.
I mean, there's so many questions. Like, why Tuesday? What is it about Tuesday?
Well, you got to make it special. If you have naked night every night, isn't as...
No, I get that it's not every night, but...
Why Tuesday?
Why Tuesday? I don't know.
It
seems more like a Friday or Saturday activity to me, but maybe that's the point, is to not do it in the traditional spot.
Now, another texter says, I think you build your friendships. I need a cabin close to the Lonesome Pine up on Bay Lake. This might be my friend Josh texting. Man, I tell you, when I was up north again this weekend, you're like, I've never been the cabin guy, mostly because I don't want another place to take care of necessarily, you know? Says the guy who has, but I don't have to mow any lawn. I don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to do any of that. Yeah. But having like a little shack on Bay Lake would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Volunteering with something that holds interest. Helping others creates feel-good hormones, says a texter. I think that makes a lot of sense, especially like something that I could do with my wife. Like, that would be pretty cool. Turned 60 this year, saw James Taylor in June at the Red Rocks. Bucket list item. It was awesome. So Red Rocks, I didn't realize it was as intimate as it is. I think it only holds about 9,000 people. So like if you're watching on YouTube, I think people kind of get the bit of what Red Rocks is, right, Dan? Like, I'm not talking about something that people are like.
No, I would think most people have seen or are aware of Red Rocks. Google says it's about 9,500.
Yeah. That's smaller capacity than I guess I don't know why I thought it was so large, but like, you sort of have this idea that Red Rocks, maybe because
it's just such
reputation,
a face name. Yeah. That's just
But just stunning. Another texter has been enjoying exercising and seeing the state. We've done day hikes, finishing hiking the entire Superior hiking trail. We also bike different trails around Minnesota and run different races around the state.
That's something I could see you do, getting like a park pass and just hitting all the state parks. because there's
I would
so
love
many
to do that.
Beautiful areas to hike and bike in the state parks, and it's stupid cheap to get a year.
Oh
pass.
My gosh, and yeah, ridiculous. And you can get the license plate, right? And it's like $30 or yeah. something, and now you're in. Jason, the big thing is to go out and plan vacations with your kids and make them have a great time if they enjoy being around you, of course. There's a bigger likelihood they're going to want to stay and live here in Minnesota and not move off, like a lot of our friends' kids have. That will be an interesting question for us, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, if the kids, with one kid going to college in New York and another in L.A., the number one question other parents ask me is, like, aren't you worried that they're going to move away? And right now, my answer is I'm not worried that they're going to move away. I want them to go where they want to go and do what they want to do, and we'll come visit them. Now, when they start, if they start having kids, I bet that changes that, where you want to be a little closer
sure.
to them.
But you also have the freedom to move around yourself, too, right? I mean, once you're retired anyway.
When I'm retired, yeah. I mean, if I start doing this show remotely a little more often, like, am I going to have to change my bet on people coming back to work in person? Or can I still be consistent yet hypocritical?
I think you've established your flexibility and fluidity when it comes to opinions to the point where you're just fine.
Texter says, worked out more, lost 40 pounds, garden is immaculate, 2 of 4 kids boomeranged back to pay off their loans. Yeah, we're not. This is why we're not selling our house, because the idea of being an empty. I think they have another term for parents of college kids, because you're not quite an empty nester, because the kids come back for summer or for breaks or whatever. But so often people boomerang back. Another texter riding the Harley all over the country. Whoa, that's pretty cool. I feel like, as I get older, I do not need more potentially dangerous hobbies.
Seems reasonable.
I've talked before about how, like, I definitely have the emotional attachment to, like, the Harley lifestyle. Just the wind blowing your hair,
yeah.
The, like,
you certainly understand
total
it.
Freedom.
On an intellectual basis, you understand it. You also understand the risks inherent with it.
Yeah. I think I'm too. I've seen too many yeah. bad stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fun. Something to look forward to. The live music this weekend definitely got me thinking about it, and I'm glad that you guys came through with so many good ideas, too. In just a minute, a bit of a bombshell investigative report in the Minnesota Star Tribune this weekend, breaking down the way that things, well, depending on your perspective, went wrong. On the morning that we had a politically motivated assassin on the loose in the suburbs of the Twin Cities, going to the homes of legislators, a gap in the time that law enforcement shot at Vance Belter and the time they went into Melissa Hortman's house. We'll talk with one of the Star Tribune reporters who broke that story this weekend in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.